So it sounds like economic development's kind of fronting the bill for a company here locally.
Yeah, but you know, it's more than that. It's forever retention expansion's been our number one priority here in the office. And what we're seeing with companies right now, that it's not necessarily incentives that they need or grants, and sometimes it's just some expertise to come in and get them through some in tough periods. It could be operationally, it could be workforce, it could be new business. And so we've struck up a partnership with Cornerstone Consulting, who one of the owners happens to be local, Chris Olstrander, but they've got a network across the United States of manufacturing experts that they utilize. And so we formed a strategic partner with Cornerstone. Chris actually carries a business card out of my office, but he's working on behalf of his company as well. And we're able to go out and work with our manufacturers who may be struggling a little bit and identify some solutions and get them back to healthy. And the article details a little bit how it's a new strategy on business retention and expansion, and something that we think could be scaled not only in our community, but there's no reason other economic development organizations couldn't do this across the state.
Gotcha. Now, is this something that Finley's come up with, or is this kind of new?
Really, it's new. And Chris and I started talking about a year ago of some of the challenges that we see out in manufacturing. And he's been in the automotive industry for a very long time, so he's seen some of these challenges as well. We're saying, how can we work together to help the companies? And he's got a passion for the community as well. And so earlier last year, we had a Japanese company call me, a separate one from the one we're currently working with, and they had some challenges, and he was able to go in there and actually eliminate some positions. So through operational efficiency, it freed up capacity for them to bid on new work to lower their costs, increase their profitability. And that's when we thought, hey, we may really have something here. And so fortunately, my office is able to make an initial investment and be able to bring Chris's team on. And there's no rocket science to us, but then through the savings that the companies get, I get reimbursed, and then we can do it again for the next project and continue to roll. And so it's a new model that no one else is really seeing. You can see in the article, they reached out to some experts at University of Minnesota, and they all said, hey, I think they're really on to something here. So we're really tracking how this one goes and treating it somewhat as a pilot project. But so far, all signs point toward that we are on to something, and that we're able to get these companies healthy and provide a true resource.
Mm. Now, what do you think this means as far as business retention for Finley? I mean, it's relatively new, but it seems like it's something that could really benefit our community.
It is, because you know, a lot of these companies are facing similar challenges. You've seen the OEMs, Honda, GM, all the major OEMs, the automotive industry, increase volume since the 2009 downturn. And so a lot of the tier ones that are supplying to them have been catching up, and then mainly been doing that through increased labor, and they've lost some continuous improvement through that, some operational excellence through that, because they're just being forced to focus on getting the parts out the door through the increased volume. And now what you've seen is a little bit of a leveling off in the automotive industry. So now these tier one suppliers maybe can't mask all the issues that they've had through just increased volume. And so now kind of getting back to the basics of manufacturing and getting a third set of eyes in there and giving some suggestions on, this is what we think that you should be doing. Some of it's related to waste, communication, making sure that the sales team's talking to the purchasing team, talking to the manufacturing team, to the quality team, just a lot of the basics that were really difficult to address when you're almost firefighting day by day just to get the parts to the customer. So it's something that we see in companies every day that we're talking to, and it's really being able to sit down. And we've also talked to Honda about this. A lot of our companies are Honda suppliers, and Honda is following this closely. They think this is a great idea. They understand the process that we're going through. We've been sharing the results with Honda. When I was in Japan last week or 2 weeks ago, Chris Olstrander went with me. We did meet with Honda over there. So they understand watching this closely because I think it could be a real value to many of their suppliers across the network.